The scale of the damage from the volcanic eruption and tsunami in Tonga is slowly emerging. The death toll has risen to 3. Tonga's government has managed to provide its first update since the weekend disaster, confirming all homes on one of the small outer islands have been destroyed. Jenny Salesa is a New Zealand Member of Parliament who's also the co-chair of the newly established New Zealand Tonga Relief Committee. Jenny Salesa, what have you been able to garner about how people in Tonga are doing?
It seems actually, especially from some of the satellite images that has been captured by the flight of the Air Force P3 from New Zealand, that there is a lot of damage on the ground. Communication with Tonga, as you know, is still very limited. But from what we know at the moment, people actually, not only Tongans in Tonga, but Tongans here in New Zealand and Australia and the States, have been quite worried about the well-being and safety of your own relatives back home. Everyone is looking forward to when the communication lines are up again so that they can find out for sure how their own family members are doing.
Yeah, we're hearing that it's hit some of the smaller islands particularly hard. We hear all the homes, for example, on Mango Island have been destroyed.
Yes, and another island, Atata, has been really inundated, especially, well, ash is all over Tonga Vava'uhapai, but Atata in particular, from some of these satellite images, seems to have been washed over with the tsunami after the volcanic eruption. And so it seems also from some of the satellite images that some buildings are missing. There is quite a lot of damage on the ground, and so we do not know yet what the full extent of the damages are, but we await advice from the Kingdom of Tonga. I do note, though, that the first government press release from the Government of Tonga came through last night, and it does have some details of various villages that have been really affected by especially the tsunami.
How much of a concern is it for you that we haven't been able to get any aid in yet?
I've got to say, though, that the two Navy ships here from New Zealand have set sail as of yesterday. Of course, one of the reasons why some of the planes have not been able to land at airports is because of the coverage of ash on the airfields. But I know that they have been working as a priority in Tonga to clear the runways so that some of those flights can actually land.
You're leading a relief committee to get care packages to people there. How are you doing that, considering the difficulties in getting in, and what do you need to make that happen?
So basically, it's as you know, when natural disasters like this hit, there's been several cyclones over the last few years, the Cyclone Geeta, Cyclone Ian, as well as Cyclone Winston. What usually happens when cyclones and natural disasters hit in Tonga, the 70,000 or so Tongans here in New Zealand usually come together, unite, and they want to send their own care packages to their own families back home. And so the Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee that I'm co-chairing is basically coordinating that level of effort from families here in New Zealand to send their own packages back home to Tonga. I've got to say, though, that the international aid organisations, we are encouraging people to still donate to the Red Cross, Caritas, Oxfam, because what we're doing, though, with the community is actually pretty different to those international aid organisations. Tongan families overseas just want to send their own, and it's usually bottled water and non-perishable grocery items that are being sent in these containers. And what we've done so far is we've been able to get some free containers donated to us from companies, including Matson, and then our voluntary committee is going to then assist families in New Zealand to send their own packages addressed to their own direct families back home in Tonga.
Jenny Salesa, all the best with those efforts. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.